Hey everyone, and welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast.
It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Monday Madness, the show where we prove that American politics has never been boring.
Forget the dry textbooks. We're talking about the duels, the deals, and the disasters that you probably never learned about in school. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's get into the madness.
Leah, today we're diving into the Gilded Age, a period known for its glitz, glamour, and some truly staggering corruption. We're talking about the Great Whiskey Ring of 1875.
That's right, Stephen. This wasn't just a few crooked businessmen. This was a massive, coast-to-coast conspiracy of tax evasion that reached from the distilleries of the Midwest right into the inner circle of President Ulysses S. Grant. It's a story that perfectly captures the anything-for-a-buck attitude of the era.
So what was this scheme? How did it even work?
It started with taxes. To pay off the massive debts from the Civil War, the federal government had placed a very high tax on whiskey. This, of course, created a huge financial incentive for distillers to cheat the system. And they developed a pretty slick way to do it.
I'm picturing secret stills and bootleggers, but this was much bigger than that, wasn't it?
Oh, much bigger. This was an organized crime syndicate operating within the government itself. Large distillers in cities like St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Chicago would bribe Treasury Department agents. In exchange for the bribes, these agents would look the other way as the distillers produced millions of gallons of untaxed liquor. They would underreport their output, and the crooked officials would stamp the barrels as, quote, tax paid.
So the distillers make a fortune, and the government agents get their kickbacks. Where did all that money go?
A lot of it went into their own pockets, but a significant portion was funneled into a slush fund for the Republican Party. The money was used to finance campaigns and essentially keep the political machine that protected the ring in power. They weren't just stealing from the government. They were using the stolen money to solidify their own political influence.
A conspiracy funded by illegal whiskey money. How did this massive operation finally get exposed?
The credit goes to Grant's new, reform-minded Secretary of the Treasury, Benjamin Bristow. He was an honest man in a sea of corruption. Bristow noticed that government revenues from liquor taxes were suspiciously low. He knew something was wrong. So he hired secret investigators to go undercover, infiltrate the ring, and gather evidence.
Undercover agents inside the Treasury Department. That sounds like a movie.
It was incredibly dramatic. After months of investigation, on May 10, 1875, Bristow unleashed a series of coordinated raids across the country. They seized distilleries, arrested hundreds of people, and blew the entire conspiracy wide open. It was a national sensation.
And how high up did the scandal go? Did it touch the president himself?
It went perilously close. The investigation led directly to President Grant's private secretary and a man he considered a close friend, General Orville E. Babcock. Babcock was accused of tipping off the ring's leaders to the investigation and protecting them from prosecution.
That must have put Grant in an impossible position. He was the great hero of the Civil War. How did he handle a scandal that was literally in his own office?
Publicly, Grant took a hard line, famously writing a note to prosecutors that said, "Let no guilty man escape." But privately, he was fiercely loyal and couldn't believe his friend Babcock was guilty. He became convinced that the investigation was a political attack on him. In an unprecedented move for a sitting president, Grant voluntarily gave a deposition in Babcock's defense, expressing his complete confidence in him.
A president testifying for the defense in a major corruption trial. Did it work?
It did. Grant's testimony heavily influenced the jury, and Babcock was acquitted. But it was a hollow victory. The public was outraged. While over 100 other members of the ring were convicted, and millions in back taxes were recovered, the acquittal of the man in the White House tainted the entire process. It cemented the Grant administration's reputation for being riddled with cronyism and corruption, even if Grant himself wasn't personally involved in the scheme.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.